Hello and welcome to the Van Ryn Compliance Podcast. I'm your host, Rob.
And I'm Dawn.
And hey, we are here to secure the future of your business with a clear plan to reduce your risk. Woo!
That is correct.
There you go. You fired up, Dawn?
Fired up.
This is number two.
Yes,
are
number two.
Number two. And what are we talking about this week so that wonderful listeners can take some back? What do we got this
week? Three common HIPAA compliance mistakes. This is a downloadable form on our website, so you can take it with you everywhere you go.
And for the folks on YouTube, you can go ahead and see it. It's right there. It is fun and colorful, thanks to Allison and our wonderful team. And we will put everything in the links in the show notes. So first up this week, as we're going to our second week, so we're very excited. Number one is lack of regular risk assessments and audits. Why don't we walk through this first one here, Dawn? So risk assessments should what?
They should be performed annually or whenever there's a major change to your business.
Yep. Yep. Any major changes go on in the last year that you can think of?
Oh, I don't know. The pandemic?
I'm laughing because I love when we talk to our clients, potential clients, and they go, nothing ever happens. And then the world shut down. They go, oh, I need a telehealth policy.
Yes. We all went remote.
We all went remote. We've been remote. I don't even know what outside looks like.
Yeah.
It's dark. No. Anyway, as we digress here on the Van Ryn Compliance Podcast, yes, risk assessments are not only required by law, but are actually expected by your customers to ensure that you're protecting their data and their trust.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then obviously, as you go through the risk assessment and the audit, what are we looking for? What are we really looking for? Vulnerabilities?
We're looking for vulnerabilities. Okay. What is your risk percentage? So then we can go from there and create an action list for you and your team. We work together with you alongside you to go through those action items and work through them with your team and resolve those. So your risk percentage obviously will go down.
Yep. And also, we've had about four clients come to us after a data breach. So we had to work with them to really put together, you know, put the pieces back together, have a risk audit to understand what happened. Not only was that required by law, but required by the insurance companies, and help them through those ransomware attacks. So the folks on YouTube, you could probably raise your hand and go, oh, I either been impacted by that, or I know that I have been, because I don't know if you've had T-Mobile or Verizon or AT&T, we've all had our ransom attacks this year. All right, number two, Dawn.
Yes, skipping simple security measures. These are simple things like passwords, not having a complex password, or keeping the same password like your dog's name for everything that you log into. Not a good idea.
You mean Jack?
So creating a complex password, passphrase, simple measures like this, also multi-factor authentication. This is becoming a pretty big one. Most sites are offering this now. Mm-hmm. It is a good idea to click yes, and to do that, as well as encryption on all devices. That is a big one as well. Our iPhones come encrypted, but Androids do not. That's something you need to be aware of. And, you know, your laptops, the Apple MacBook, you actually have to switch it on. Is that right,
Rob? Turn on the file vault on all Mac products. It comes already there. Just flip on the switch. For Windows, you just go ahead and you make sure you have Windows 10 Pro, and then you can enable BitLocker and save that key. And then the only caveat, Dawn, that you said was about Android, is the Google Pixel comes encrypted out of the box.
Oh, right.
So Google kind of took the same approach as Apple. If you know, you buy your hardware and software, it gets encrypted. That's how it should be. And if you have the Samsung's, HTC's, what you should do is go ahead and encrypt it. Basically, you go into the settings and you look at data security and encrypt. Make sure it's plugged in and let it go. So those are big pieces. Right. So also I'm hearing simple security measures that we can't write our passwords down on sticky notes.
No.
How about a password manager? What are your thoughts on that?
As long as it's secure, password manager. We have one that is secure and it works really well. You can only share it with certain folks. Mm-hmm. You can also not share your password. It won't show the password. You can just share the login. It actually hides the password and that type of thing. So those are really good to have. But really, best practice is change your password frequently.
Mm-hmm. And then also offboarding. So a lot of people have moved on and left. I mean, I know there's a lot of statistics stating that a lot of people have found new jobs working remotely now because they don't want to go back into the office or they have better opportunities. So when you offboard those folks, you got to make sure you disable the accounts. So is it in Google or Active Directory, or is it in you know, your 365 or the HR accounts or social media? So they
or
don't
the
get
EHR hiding. Or EMR.
Yep.
For EHR, our medical clients.
EMR, lock everything out quickly.
Yes.
So people don't retaliate, A, then B, you're also meeting regulations, and D, you're protecting the data. Those are the big pieces. Definitely right. Those are the big pieces.
Right.
So number three is a little near and dear to your heart because last week we launched what?
Our training platform.
Yes.
VanRyn.com.
Yep.
We got our training platform up and going. It has our brand new HIPAA and HP 300. And GDPR to come. So very exciting. We're going to be launching a lot of different education series throughout the remaining year and, of course, next year. Not training your staff. That is a big, big issue. Your staff needs to understand how to protect PHI and PII to protect data, period. So really training them on what can happen, ransomware attacks, cybersecurity incidents, how to identify those and what to do. Who's your compliance officer? Who do they go to? Who do they say, hey, I need some help. I don't think this is right. That type of thing. It's training your staff to understand what to look for and what to do. And then really, really making sure you're keeping them up on training on an annual basis.
Yep. Yeah, education. And one thing that we're shifting the needle here, we're shifting the direction. So instead of just saying training, because we all hate training, nobody likes compliance training, nobody likes to be trained. But as humans, we do like to be educated. Mm-hmm. And that's one of our core philosophies here at VanRyn Compliance is to educate and train people, really get them to the point where they're educated and they're trained to the point where they know what to do. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure we're doing really well with that.
Right.
The other pieces too is educate your incident response team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when something happens, when something's stolen, when there's an incident, when there's a ransom attack, when there's an office break-in, when if a coworker or an employee has maybe their laptop in their car and their car gets broken into, we know what to do. Who is your incident response team? You need to make sure you identify that and you definitely know who that is.
Right.
In cybersecurity, assessments are on the rise, but also attacks are on the rise. I saw a statistic last week that Allison sent over. And Allison, for you don't know, for the folks on YouTube in the podcast, Allison is our education mastermind.
Yes.
And she's going to come on the podcast along with Alex and some others. But we've seen an increase in cyber attacks and ransomware of about 625% since COVID started. Because A, everybody's home, and B, there's a lot of data out there that's getting mined.
Yep.
And it's getting ransomed for cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoin. There's Ether, there's Dogecoin, there's anything out there. Mm-hmm. But not only that, US dollar. So there's a lot of that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So really, these are only the top three. There's a lot of different compliance mistakes, but we thought these were the best ones to highlight. Mm-hmm. And you know, we don't want these mistakes to derail your business or cause an incident or breach in your business. We want you to be aware of them, and we're here to educate. And you know, any comments, call us, email us, and we're happy to discuss your compliance with you and help you. Just help guide you with it.
Yeah, just go ahead and go to VanRyn.com. You know, we've got the chat bot. You can bookmark it. You got to smash the button. You're going to smash the button.
Oh, smash the button.
You got to like
okay.
it. And go ahead and call us. Our numbers are there. You can also send an email to hello@VanRyn.com, and we're here to help you. Okay. If you've had even an incident, just reach out and we'll have a conversation. Once again, we'll put all these details down in the show notes.
Yes.
Yep. So once again, thank you so much for joining us on this week's VanRyn Compliance Podcast. We're here to secure the future of your business with a clear plan to reduce your risk. Until next week, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.